You are listening to Destined to Be an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome to Season 7 of Destined to Be an Autumn's Concerto. Today, we are going to be discussing the Korean drama, Dr. Cha. After being a stay-at-home mom for many years, Cha Jung-suk finds fulfillment in taking care of her family. But when she is struck with a sudden illness, she begins to reevaluate what is most important in her life. After several years of a hiatus from her career, she decides to re-enter the workforce and finish her residency. She finds out that she has been missing out on her life's passion by putting everyone before herself. As she deals with being a working mom, health issues, and family drama, the diagnosis is clear, but the treatment is a balancing act that puts her first for the first time in years.
Yes, so I guess I will start with my opinion of this show.
Okay.
Sometimes there's these shows that every week you're just waiting for the next episode because it always ends on some type of cliffhanger or you're just excited to see where the show is going. Dr. Cha was that show for me. I thought it mixed melodrama and comedy so well.
I know that comedy is your jam.
I love a comedy. It was even comedic in the most awkward parts where... Yes, I also love that even what we would perceive as villains, they were somewhat
likable.
I can't call it likable. I should say off the top of the bat, I don't find many of these people likable in this drama. There's always something that bothered me about them or irritated me, but they felt real in a way that was... But then they added melodrama. I can't even put into words fully what it is, but it just mixed the drama and the amped upness with like real life, real situations, and just mix it well. It was just a perfect cake, is what I want to call it.
A perfect cake. I really like that.
Of all of the ingredients. It just came out to be well baked, not overcooked. Not undercooked. It was just perfect in how they blended it together.
Well, you know, I must say, we started watching this drama while we were on vacation in Korea, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we did.
And we started watching Dr. Cha, and I was hooked after that first episode. I was just like, what is going to happen? And it became, like you said, this drama that I was looking forward to. As soon as it was up, I was watching it. When it wasn't up, sometimes I was rewatching the week before or what have you. It was so entertaining. It was hilariously funny. And the situation was not funny at all.
Not funny at all.
But the way that they, like you said, a perfect cake. They married the drama and the comedic elements just to make a really difficult situation palatable. Mm-hmm. Because if this was a straight melodrama, it would have been hard to watch.
Yes, it would have been.
Because the situations were very tough situations they were dealing with. Lots of drama in this drama.
Yes, there's a lot of drama. So, you heard from us in our opinion. So now it's time to dive into the comment section.
Okay.
So I'll go first. So I have a comment from Sienna. Very good drama with good quality acting and storyline. For me, and the ending is also nice, Even though they are not together as a couple or married.
Spoiler
but
alert.
But happy. There's always going to be spoiler alerts. I think we should put that in the intro. But happy ending for all and the four main characters.
Okay. I have a comment here from MP Manoz. Diamond waiting to be discovered. Although I have only seen 5 episodes, I was hooked after the first 15 minutes of the first episode. Wow. I adore the cast, which is truly amazing, I believe.
Okay, so I have another comment. This is from a JK. Why is this woman ignoring her checkups and drinking wine after getting a liver transplant? And she is a doctor. How ungrateful and selfish. I'm watching this show because I like some of the actors and characters, but I'm finding myself sympathizing less and less with the female lead and rooting for the mistress.
Wow.
She actually loves In-ho, but Jung-suk married him because she got pregnant after a one-night stand. Not the best show, but an interesting... But I am interested in seeing how it ends. Oh, I should also mention, I forgot, I grabbed these comments so long ago. I had a hard time finding people who were like, I love this drama all the time. It was kind of like a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Because again, it was a horrible situation.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put a lot of different opinions in my comments.
Okay. I have a comment here from Hannah Lise. The beginning is strong and extremely funny. I laughed so hard at so many of the scenes. The acting is extremely good and their skills are superb.
Okay, and then my last comment is St. John Clark. I'll be so annoyed if they make her stay married to that two-timing cheater with a love child, especially when that hot rich guy likes her and is so much better.
I love that comment. I felt the same way. I felt the same way. Who was that comment by?
This is by St. John Clark.
St. John Clark, I feel you. I have one more comment, and this is from Martin. I love Dr. Cha. More shows like this one are greatly needed. It deals with marriage and serious medical and family issues. It is also funny and cute. So I laughed a lot.
Mixed bag.
Yeah.
Some interesting facts I found out was that this series was a commercial hit and became one of the highest rated series in Korean cable television history.
I can see that. It was delightful.
It was. It was new. It was fresh. It dealt with subjects that we've seen in multiple other dramas, but in a different way.
Yeah, in a more realistic way.
More realistic way. Even like just the basics of a mom going back to work after having children.
Yeah.
Many women are dealing with that, or mothers are dealing with that.
Yeah.
Or having to do that. What that feels like. How do they feel when they go back into the workforce?
Well, especially in this particular story that she had left her residency so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I believe you're a resident when you're in your late 20s, early 30s, maybe.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years since she.
Yeah.
It was a very long time.
So very long time. So
she had to deal with that. Then she's also learning with
her son.
Her son. Who was like half her age. I was going to say that she had colleagues that were half her age.
Yeah.
And that's what she had to deal with too, which is something that people have to deal with in the workforce too.
Yeah.
I felt that people who liked it kind of found relatability to it a bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Or has experienced it in some form. Hopefully not the cheating part, the love child on the side, because that love child discovery. That kind of took this drama to the OMG. It's not like that is your child too?
That's epic. And they're the same age?
The same age.
Problems.
As the youngest from his marriage.
Problems.
Yeah, there's a lot that happened. So that's what I found out about this show. And I thought that was like, yeah, right. Like, I agree with you, Timarcy. Commercial six hit, yes, it's so fresh. Also, the lead is a beloved singer and actress.
I did not know she was a singer. That shocked me.
Okay, so how about... It took me... Okay, so I was watching her. I didn't know who she was, really. This is a fun fact. Before I actually got into Korean dramas, I did watch one Korean movie a long time ago. Do you remember the...
Mr. Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Seducing Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
She was the lead in that drama with Daniel Henney. And I didn't connect her to a singer either until I was watching Master in the House, the variety show, and she appeared on it, and I was like, oh, I know this. I'm looking at her and I'm like, I know who this lady is. I've seen her somewhere. And it was because of Seducing Mr. Perfect. And then on that show, I found out that she was like a pop star in the 80s. And they called her the Korean Madonna.
Wow.
So that was a discovery for me into like how established she was in two different fields.
Yeah. I was really shocked about the singing part because I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I had seen Mr. Perfect as you had told me to watch it.
Yeah, I told you to watch it.
So I did see that movie. I had no idea that was her until you told me. But I did see both shows. But yeah, I just thought she was really fabulous in this drama. I have a couple of interesting facts about her.
Mm-hmm.
And one is that she's considered one of the most influential women in the Korean entertainment industry.
Yes.
Which I thought was super cool, seeing as how I had no clue that she did anything other than act. And apparently she's not only a singer and an actress, but she's also a designer. And a dancer.
Oh, yes. Didn't know she was a dancer. Well, she had to do a little dance moves for pop. But, like, I didn't know she was, like, a dancer.
I don't know how dancer it is.
So how she got, like, the nickname of, like, Korean Madonna is because, like Madonna, she did very extravagant things.
Okay.
One of her performances she did where she was singing, I think, on a ladder or some... She was elevated.
Yeah.
And it created this whole very long skirt lower. I feel like she was maybe two stories.
Yeah.
High. That's how high she was. And this the fabric just kind of cascaded and made it look like a big skirt on her. She wore costumes that were kind of big like that, too. That were wild and crazy. Kind of like how Madonna used to do it. She's currently... I don't know if she's still doing it. But they're on this. She's on a new reality show where she's doing like a tour with other pop stars, I would say.
Yeah.
Or I would say Korean divas, let's call them that.
Yeah.
Diva stars or those who were big in the 80s or even now. And they're doing tours of her greatest hits and singing songs. I haven't got a chance to watch an episode of the show, but I've seen clips. And it's kind of really cool. What's also, did you hear about her... What happened to her as a singer?
No.
And why she had to move away from singing is she was actually diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But she fully recovered after surgery in 2010. But as a result, her vocal cords were affected. So she really had kind of like a hard time.
So this drama was kind of close to home for her.
Huh? Yes, I didn't. You're right.
Yeah.
It's maybe that's how she kind of played it because she actually had to learn how to sing again.
Wow.
Actually even gain her confidence back in singing.
Wow, that's really
so
impressive.
The show that she's on now is called Dance Singers Wandering Troupe.
Okay.
So that was interesting. Did you find anything else interesting about her?
The fact that she was 53, I just want to say she looks really good.
Yeah, she looks great for her age.
And yeah, that was it. That was it. We had some of the same facts about her. But I did find some interesting facts a bit about Min Wook Hyuk, who played Dr. Park. He was in...
Roy Kim? Dr. Park. Wait.
Hold on. Sorry. Roy Kim?
I think it's Kim. I think Dr. Kim you meant?
Dr. Kim. Her young love interest?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Kim. Okay. He was in Third Charm, which I didn't have an opportunity to see.
Yes,
did you see that
one?
Was.
I did.
And Love with Flaws. And this was my favorite fact, fun fact, was that he is a musical actor.
Yes, he is.
And he played Jung Hyuk in Crash Landing on You, the musical.
Oh, they had a Crash Landing on You, the musical?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Me neither. That I thought that was amazing. I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg.
We have to go back to Korea so we can watch the musical version.
We have to.
We won't understand the thing.
We won't, but we can kind of get the...
It will be an experience.
It will be an experience. Yeah, so I don't know if it was before the movie or after. I don't know which one came first.
Now I thought the movie was original, but maybe the movie was based off of the musical? I feel like the musical might have came after.
I'm not sure.
But I can't even...
But I was just like, I thought, did I have my glasses on? Did I see that right? And I was just like, oh no, there's a musical version of it? Oh my God, that would be cool. I could see it as a musical though.
Of course, even the whole, how the landing. Could you imagine how they did the stage of her in a parachute trapped in a tree?
Trapped in a tree on stage.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the show came first.
Yeah. I don't know.
But you're right. Who knows?
I don't know. That fact I didn't check on.
Do you know he used to be a baseball player?
I did not know that.
He used to be a baseball player, and his family is it's really interesting. He lives with both. I think he still lives with them. I was watching him on a different show.
Yeah.
And he was a guest because his wife was having their second child, I believe, and. He lives with both his parents and his in-laws. So everyone's in the same, which is fun. You got instant babysitters. I'm not sure if he's still living with his in-laws, but he also is, he used to be a baseball player. And then now he's actually into hockey. Because I recently watched him on The Manager. But yeah, I did know the fact about him being a musical actor. Which is when the scene comes up where they're singing karaoke. And I'm just like, oh, this is going to be good. Because I know he can sing.
Yeah.
So that was very fun and interesting. Mm. Something I found out about, my favorite actor. spoiler alert, my favorite actor in this drama. It's from about Kim Byung-chul. He is also considered a composer. He has actually composed music for an animated short film called The Hell, Two Kinds of Life.
Really?
Yes. And we have seen him in so many dramas. I mean, he's won so many awards for them as well. Your Dr. Prison. He won a supporting actor role for that.
Yeah.
Then he also won a supporting actor for Sky Castle. That was the show I watched him that I fell in love with his acting style because he's so good at... Being ridiculous. His comedy is so fun to watch.
Yeah. He does it like so straight.
He does, yes. He's so good at that. I think one of my favorite shows I watched him in was Pegasus Market.
I didn't finish watching that one.
He was so ridiculous in that one. And it was really fun. So I find his characters fun. Like even when he plays kind of despicable characters, I'm somewhat okay with it. He's also in Descendants of the Sun. I'm not sure if you remember that.
I don't remember him in
No, and Guardians of the Guardian, the Lonely.
Was he a doctor? God.
Huh? God, he was in, what'd you say?
Was he a doctor in?
No, he was Army.
Army, okay.
He was a sergeant or something.
Okay.
Let's see if I found, also I found something out on Myung Si-bin. So she played the other woman.
Uh-huh.
She was actually discovered in 1996 at a department store in Seoul by a singer, Shin Sung-hyun, and he cast her in his music video.
Oh, so she was like a model.
Yeah, so then she later modeled for magazines and commercials, which led to her acting career. And she had once shaved her head. I found this out while I'm watching My Little Old Boy because she was on it. She once shaved her head for a commercial. Because she had to play like a cancer patient. And at the time, she said her boyfriend broke up with her because of it. So that was an interesting fact.
She could have just got a wig. What was his problem?
I have no idea what his problem was. Also, her hair will grow back.
Yeah.
I
guess he wasn't that committed.
He was not. And you know what? She's better for it, I think.
She's absolutely better for it.
When he matures a little bit, then I don't know.
I have an interesting fact about... I'm calling him my male lead, Dr. Kim, because I feel she should have ended up with him in the end. We'll get to that later. In the past, his former manager was actually abusive to him. And
oh my gosh.
He suffered concussions and he was hospitalized over 7 times over the years. He was left with bruises and cuts on his face and he didn't fight back because he didn't want his parents to know that he was struggling so much to pursue his dream.
Wait, he didn't fight back?
Like he didn't hit him back or punch him back or, you know.
But wouldn't his parents see his face and see the struggle?
I guess he didn't want to talk to them about it. Maybe he didn't always live with his parents.
Ah.
You know? But I thought, wow, 7 times he was hospitalized.
You're hospitalized 7 times?
Yeah.
What? Didn't he just go to his manager? So isn't his
This company, was his manager. Former manager.
Shouldn't his company have replaced that manager? Fired him?
I have no idea. Maybe it was, you know, you're just getting started. You don't want to ruffle feathers. You're afraid to get a bad name.
Fear is something that can hold you back.
Yeah. You know, you're afraid to get a bad name in the industry, you know. And so he just endured it. But you literally
have records of being hospitalized. So therefore your company has to know you're hospitalized.
Right. Maybe he wasn't with the company to start.
Was you sure it was his manager and not like the owner of the company?
Former manager.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you have to go through that.
Yeah. That's tough, right?
Yes. It's very tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that was an interesting fact. One other fact that I found out about him was that in the past when he was auditioning, he focused on doing his best to get the role somehow. And he used to try to appeal to judges without hiding that he was an actor who was really needing work. And now he prefers to show his character that he's auditioning for inside of him.
I don't understand what you just said.
So
he used to audition
in the past when he was auditioning.
So he tried not to be desperate, you're saying?
To basically seem like a desperate person.
Okay.
And try to appeal to the judges to kind of get the role.
Okay.
But now as he's matured, he's just kind of focusing on doing the best characterization of the role in order to get the part. Oh. Instead of trying to please people to get the role. Tries to be the character to get the role.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, that's the end of my fun facts too. I didn't find out anything else about the characters. And though I love this drama, do you have anything that you thought in this drama that you think didn't work well?
Okay, it's not that it didn't work well. Me as a viewer didn't like it. That's different. That's very. I think they did a really good job with the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like, as much as I liked how they did the storyline, I didn't like the whole, I have a whole separate family angle of it. That was very upsetting.
Okay, it was very upsetting for me too, though I loved how they revealed it. Like, first it was like, okay, he's having an affair with this lady. Then you find out, he sees his other daughter making friends with someone. Then you find out, oh, that's that lady's daughter. And you're like, oh, okay. Oh, wow, that's a sticky messed situation.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you find out that, no, that's not her daughter from, like, a different relationship. That is his child. The levels and how they revealed that.
Yeah.
were strategic and well placed amongst it.
But the fact that not even his own mother knew.
Not even his mother, who's already ridiculous on her own side.
Yeah.
You know, her foolishness.
He didn't even tell his mother.
Yeah. This guy is really horrible.
Yeah.
Which is why I feel bad saying that he was my favorite character.
He was your favorite.
Because I like the actor so much. But my actual character I like was Roy Kim. Because everyone else I couldn't stand. But I love that actor. I thought he did such a good job at playing that despicable character. So it was hard for me to just separate how horrible he was from the actor who's playing him and doing such a good job
of
playing him horribly.
My favorite character was Dr. Cha, as we're talking about favorite characters. But it wasn't that I necessarily felt she was the best actor. I just kind of liked her character. I just really liked the character. And there were some of the things I didn't really like how she dealt with certain issues and stuff like that. But I did like her. She was... She had a bit of spunk to her.
It took a while for spunk to come. And you know
too
what?
Too long for spunk?
It was too long for spunk. And how she handled things was not like how I would handle things.
Yeah.
Like even she was like a full-on pushover.
She was a doormat.
She was a doormat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't. I couldn't operate that way.
Yeah.
Like that's really horrible.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe that's why it's a cultural thing, but I get respect for elders.
She was next level polite.
Yeah.
I think
you can politely tell someone that you're being rude, or I think that's not nice.
Yeah, and this was even before she found out all the foolishness that her husband was dealing with. And yes. Even after she found out, it took her a long time to decide what she was going to do with this information.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I would have jumped on the motorcycle with that cutie patootie doctor, and I would have been out of there.
Yeah, I think because she had so many years, like what, 20 years of doing everything and living kind of for her family.
Yeah.
I think it was hard for her to break the habit and actually see herself and put herself first. Like your kids are grown, and like even her daughter, like I get her daughter wanting her mom around, but when I realized, I'm like, wait a second, how old are you again? You're preparing for university.
So she's probably 19.
You're preparing for university. Why don't you have a handle on this? I get your mom, you want your mom to be around a bit, but, and it's kind of because of, if her mom already always did something for her, everything, if you have a parent who does everything for you,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden cold turkey just stops, it can be hard.
Yeah, especially so in those like years when everybody's usually really spending that time to make sure your kids are getting into the college they want, you know?
Yeah, because I remember when I was preparing for college.
It wasn't that serious.
It wasn't. I didn't need my mom, like, I think I saw my guidance counselor twice.
We can't even compare our North American schooling styles to what based on these Korean dramas, what's going on in South Korea
but
with
I feel like
school?
Even in North America, certain levels, they care about that maybe.
To the extremes that I've seen on these shows?
I just haven't met them yet. They probably do. I didn't grow up with a family who did.
I didn't grow up with a family either. But you know what? We have the same family.
We didn't grow up in a family who did. Like they wanted us to go to school, get good grades, get into a university.
Yeah.
They never had it in their mind of like, you must get into this university. Like that was
you
never...
must get perfect on every test.
Yes. It was
maybe some households were like that, but that wasn't like that in my house.
So it was that's really hard for me. It was hard for me to grasp that. Where I'm like,
they didn't seem very
independent.
They didn't
myself.
Seem very.
Why can't you do that?
They didn't seem very independent.
Yes, and it's kind of her fault because she never. But maybe that's something we're missing. And that is the culture where.
I think it's a culture.
Parents are
thing.
Hands-on, like to the all the way up to university.
Past that.
But yeah, I feel like she could have, and then that's why we keep seeing dramas where some kids have to do it by themselves and is capable of doing it, but so. I don't know. I just felt when she kept complaining up to her mom about these things, and my hands were going like, "You're about to go into university. You have to do everything by yourself." Then I don't think you're equipped yet. If you cannot even prepare to select your courses and schools, like that's why you have a guidance counselor to help you with that.
Her whole thing was that when my brother was going to school, you did everything for him, and now at this important.
Time for me.
You decide. I'm going to go back and go do a residency for like 20 years.
I can get that because I am also the second child.
I would be like, what? Now, could you not have waited a year or two? Like, college?
I can get her frustration fully. And I honestly, though, I felt that she felt it was kind of entitled.
Yeah.
Because, and especially you're seeing her perspective, and then you're also seeing who you find out her sister's perspective, where she was like, my mom worked from, she's always worked, and I had to do this stuff myself. Why can't you do this stuff? Like, you yeah. saw the opposite of it. So it made her look even more spoiled, bratish, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But really and truly, she never was given the opportunity. Her mom didn't give her that opportunity and kind of just dropped it like a hat and was kind of like, bye.
Yeah.
And didn't prepare her for her responsibilities.
Yeah.
So then that's why you felt, saw her lashing out, I think, a little bit more.
Yeah, that and the fact that it was very kind of tumultuous in the household, in the sense that everybody was supposed to be a doctor. And now she was, her father's thinking she's preparing for med school, but for the past year, she's trying to go to art school? What?
When he found that out, he lost his mind.
He lost his darn mind. And then on the flip side, his love child, he doesn't even know if she ate breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Which is really opposite.
And had no interest in finding out. No. And that's another thing is, I'm not sure.
But he was interested in the mistress. But I don't know why he wasn't interested in the child.
I don't know if they did it on purpose just so they can reveal it like slowly. That is his daughter.
Yeah.
I feel like it was intentional that way. Because it was just weird though that he was not interested in seeing this child.
Yeah. I think having the mistress was palatable, but having a love child from this mistress
that stressed them out.
I think it would be a stressful thing, because if anybody sees him with this young girl, you know, people are gonna know something is up. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This person's his colleague. He could be seen out in public with her, what have you. He's with this young girl. Why are you with your colleague's daughter? That doesn't make any sense.
You're right.
That's going to out him.
But let's get something straight about outing and hiding. They weren't hiding. They were going on trips together. They were going out. That's how they got caught so easily.
But, I mean, in the hospital, they weren't holding hands or anything like that. People knew that he had a wife.
Yeah, but when they left, they were out together alone a little bit too frequently.
A lot. Very frequently.
Hotels.
Yeah. Very frequently.
Playing golf, indoor golf.
Yeah.
And they didn't go far.
It was a full on. I don't know how she didn't notice.
I don't think she was paying attention because she was so focused on raising her kids.
Yeah.
They weren't even sleeping in the same bed together.
For years.
For years, right?
Yeah.
So there's no way she wouldn't be able to notice those things because they didn't even have that relationship.
No. Yeah.
But yeah.
I was surprised that after all that happened, he didn't choose a mistress because he was so wanting to be with her.
You know what?
I was a little bit surprised.
Okay,
because,
I have a question. Did he want to be with her?
I thought he kind of did because he was always with her.
I think he was. Okay, I'm not trying to be insulting as I say this, but he was a weak man.
He was a weak man.
He's a weak man. Mm-hmm. He had a very strong mother.
Mm-hmm.
The mistress was very strong-willed and minded.
Yeah.
And he was weak. Even though that's hard to say because I don't want to call the lead like Dr. Cha. I don't find her weak. I find her just kind and just been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
But when she needs to be strong, I think she can be strong.
Yeah.
But I think she was easier to deal with. But his mistress, she would demand these things from him. And he just kind of this, I'm going to try and keep her happy.
Yeah.
I'll keep her happy just a little bit, but I don't want to go into all this. Right. I feel like when they met up again, she probably was the one who started the whole thing. I don't think he really wanted to be with her fully. He wanted to keep
but
on the
he
side
part-
of how it was,
but he participated more. He participated in it.
Of course he participated because she was, you know.
His first love?
Not only his first love, but like whatever, she was scratching an itch. Like you want to put it kindly.
Yeah.
Right? And he was just placating her enough, but she always wanted more, but I don't think he ever wanted to give her more.
Yeah.
Because every time she would ask about certain things, he was so stressed out, his whole body shut down. I don't think he wanted to actually do anything.
He didn't want to do anything except have this affair.
And many men don't want to do more. They just want to have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
He wanted to establish I have a wife.
And I, you know, I'm proper, and then, but I have this.
Yeah,
other
that's his career.
Woman.
If he left his wife and then all of a sudden just married this lady, it was not going to look good for his career.
No.
So if he never want, I don't think he ever wanted to marry her.
Yeah.
But she wanted him to like literally divorce, marry me, and move my kid and like start a new family. Like that was her mindset.
Yeah. The family that she thought that she was hers
was
to
hers
begin
and,
with.
And deserved and earned.
Yeah.
And then she kept blaming the girl. You stole him. I'm like, I think he went away. And then this man, again, as a weak man, saw another girl and just fell for her. He was a weak man. He played a weak man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think he ever wanted to be with any of them. Do you have any like favorite moments that you found?
I have so many favorite moments from the drama.
Okay, tell me.
One of my favorite moments is when it wasn't a happy scene, but I thought it was such a great scene when she goes to her birthday party all dressed up.
Yeah.
Knowing that she knows now that he's been cheating on her, and they give her a cake and she puts his face in it.
Oh,
and I thought,
so great.
Oh my God, is she dreaming? And then when I found out she wasn't, I was so happy. I was like, you did that. I like that.
That cake scene was amazing.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
And they're like, has she lost her mind? You know?
I loved it. Okay. I'm trying to think of my favorite moment. I don't know why I liked this moment, but you remember when she got caught in the rain and then the attendant who was kind of mean to her picks her up? Because she already
her
knows
son's
too.
Girlfriend.
She is the son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she knows what she's going through because she saw her senior, her boss.
Yes.
With the girl.
Yeah.
And knows now that this is his wife.
Yeah.
And picks her up. And then they're in the car and she's just like, I forget the line she said, but the essence was kind of less like, you know, forget this guy. Like, you don't need to deal with this person.
Yeah.
And she goes, I know what's going on. I know your husband's cheating on you. And stuff like that. And then for one reason, she goes to touch the radio, but then she opens the room.
And it starts
just
raining.
And she goes, how do you close it? She goes, I don't know. I've never opened it before.
Uh-huh.
And then they're getting soaked and they're just
laughing. It was a good release.
I just thought it was like a really kind of cool. I like that scene.
Yeah.
And release that she had. I thought that was kind of cool. I'm trying to think of moments because it's so funny that I any moments that the husband was humiliated, I enjoyed. Like when he got hurt, I thought that was kind of satisfying that he was physically in pain, couldn't do his job.
Yeah.
I thought that was satisfying.
He was the ultimate selfish person.
Also, the fact that he wouldn't even give his liver to give half
his
liver
wife to
his
wife.
Are you kidding me?
Ridiculous.
Because
it would inconvenience him.
It would inconvenience him. Yeah. And I just was like, this guy's ridiculous.
And when she's supposed to be having surgery, he's out on a trip with his mistress.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's before, I think that's when he didn't know about
when
her.
When she didn't end up with Mr. Cutie Hottie Pie Dr. Kim, I was very, very upset.
You know what? I didn't. A lot of people in the comments, especially when I read them, that's why I couldn't find a lot of happy ones because they're very upset about the ending. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind that she wasn't with him. I was happy she wasn't with the husband. But
I was very happy about that.
Yeah, she doesn't. I was kind of happy that this, because when I was watching this drama, it wasn't, to me when I was watching, it wasn't like a romance drama to me. So her not being with someone was fine with me. It was her getting herself back.
Yeah.
Putting herself first is what I enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
Which is why the ending was fine for me because, you know, she was able to do things she loved. She had her own cafe and then above it, she had a healthy cafe or something for good food and good eating. And then she had
a clinic
above it. I thought that was kind of nice that I could see her living her dream.
I didn't like the ending. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I don't think the husband really got enough
comeuppance. Okay.
I like my melodrama involves a white truck and some situations, you know.
Oh, he gets hit by a white truck?
Yes.
And then what happens?
He gets hit by a white truck and then he needs a liver transplant and his wife decides whether or not she wants to
oh, God.
Give him a piece
Wait,
of her
so
liver.
She says no?
And she thinks about it.
She thinks about it.
And then it just ends. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been a really fun ending.
But
he did also give her his liver.
But she had other options by then. She just chose him.
That's true. And first of all, there are the options. I would definitely have chosen him. I would never have put everyone else through that. As long as his liver is good, it's fine. They can give me that one. Put him through the surgery, yes. Definitely put him through the surgery and give me more. I know you say half, but give me a lot. Give me a lot of his liver. Make him take a long time to regrow that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I thought that's how I would have liked the ending, because I was so incensed that this man, again, you said like a weak man, but this man, he got away with so much, and he didn't treat his wife properly. He didn't treat his girlfriend, mistress properly. He didn't treat his love child, daughter properly. You know what I mean? He was just a shell of what everything looked good on the outside, but the inside was rotten to the core. And he also didn't
look as good as Dr. Roy Kim.
No, not physically, but just that I'm a married man. I have a good family. I'm a doctor. We have a nice
house. I get you.
Those things that make you feel prestigious, but then you still have the lady on the side, right? But, you know, when it came down to it and she's just like, yeah, choose me. He didn't want to give up his appearances.
No. So another one of my favorite scenes was when her mom finds out.
That was great. I love that actress.
We love that. That actress has been the mom of so many people.
So many moms. Big up Reply 1997.
What?
94?
She was in that one?
Wasn't she the mom?
No.
Are you sure?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Her mom. I want to save you, but I'm not cutting this out. I don't want to edit this out.
Really?
Yes.
She wasn't in Reply 1994. It's not that
same. As the mother? Reply 1997 as the mother?
1997 as.
Well, I should say all the replies have the same parent, two parents. And no, it wasn't her.
Who is she? What am I thinking about that?
I have no clue what you're thinking of, but we should move on because.
All right.
I don't want to carry on. I don't want to talk long about this because I'm not editing it out.
Okay. Carry on.
But it's not her. But we watched her in earlier shows. So she was in Healer. You know whose mom she always plays?
Huh.
Oh, the one that was in the weather show. I forget her name is. Mi Young? Okay. I can't remember her last name. Or Lee Min Young.
What?
She's always playing her mom.
I'm trying to remember what drama I'm seeing, thinking.
You've seen her in multiple dramas.
No, that I thought was probably 1994. Anyways, carry on.
We got to talk this off camera because I have no idea where you're
from. Yeah, that's okay.
I'm trying to think if she was in it. Maybe she was in it as a different character. I just can't remember her as anything else. I know she wasn't the main mother, though. That's for sure.
Not the main mother. She was somebody's mom.
I hope so.
Anyways, that's an aside.
I really do hope she
I have a fun fact about that later too, guys.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Cause another scene, again, I just like certain scenes. The scenes where the kids find out, and the fact that they literally are like, we're on mom's side immediately, which I'm like, of course you're on mom's side. But if you were one of her kids.
Yeah.
And you found out your dad not only cheated on your mom, but literally has a fully grown child with this lady for years. So he's known about, he has a secret second family.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you have told your mom, or would you have kept it quiet like they did?
I don't know if I would tell my mom. I would probably tell my dad off and be very upset, but I don't think I would want to hurt my mom, so I probably wouldn't say anything, or I would probably tell him to tell her. I don't think it would be my place to say that.
I definitely agree with you,
and I don't think it would be well received.
No, the messenger always gets shot, and you know what, you need to be the one to get shot, not me.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would definitely give him a timeline. I would do a fake threat because with the expectation of I'm not pulling through with it, I would say that. Or be kind of be like,
I'm not saying anything. You should tell her. And if he didn't say anything after a certain amount of time, then I would be like, you know what? Like, why are you acting that way? What's going on? You know, dad did something. I told him to talk to you about it. He still hasn't talked to you about it. You need to ask him.
But what's going on? That's a good thing. You know, I like that. Because I don't ever want to be the one to say
it. I don't think it's my place to say, but you need to have a conversation with dad and have a
I also love the words. I love what she said to the girl, too. Because when the girl told her, she thought that she was just going to blow up and tell her mom. She goes, oh, I'm going to tell my mom. Yeah. You think you want this family? You're not getting it.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Because you're trying to wreck it up so you can have it. Up
so you can have? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that scene. Those two young kid actors, those two teen girls.
I thought
girls,
how she was so great. Snaky.
Oh, the she's just like her mom.
Yeah. She was direct.
And when you think about it from her point of view too, though, it's kind of like you have a mom who's literally obsessed with this man who won't even acknowledge her or me.
Yeah.
It would be really frustrating.
Yeah. And yet she's always spending time with him. You already know that they're together. You know that he has a separate family. And
to see, you're growing up and seeing your mom just look
pathetic.
A smart woman looks so pathetic.
Yeah.
And it's hard to think. It's hard to say that. I wish I had a better word for that because I don't
think. Especially because her father disowned her when it happened. Her family disowned her when she got pregnant.
Like, you lost a lot for this gentleman who, the weakest, I'm telling you, he's weak. You lost a lot for this guy who's so weak.
Yeah.
And you got nothing. Like, you lost family. You lost connections to family. And to be the child witnessing it, I can get her anger.
Yeah, that's got to be very upsetting, too, to grow up with the father but not be able to ever talk about him, bring him to function.
Because you don't want to talk about him. Because right now, you're like, when you think about it, you and your mom, her and her mom had a good relationship, but then he was this Achilles heel for her and kind of, you know, is the reason, like, it's, you look at your mom and you're like, my mom is really, she's smart, you know, she's good at her job. You know, she did it all for her on her own after being left abandoned by her family, kind of like. But at the side, you go, you know, the Achilles heel of like, but she's obsessed with this man.
Yeah.
Who also happens to be my father, who doesn't own us at all.
Yeah.
And is keeping her in hiding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, that's hard to live in. I can imagine.
I get it, but I didn't sympathize with her very much.
I get it, but I don't sympathize with you.
No, I understand in reality. The situation, but I wasn't feeling the whole situation with any of that side.
Any of that side, the daughter or the mom, you say?
The daughter or the mom. I was just like, listen, like if she wanted to blow it up, the mom, she could have just had a conversation ages and ages ago. But she was participating in this
facade.
This facade of, well, he was mine to begin with. It was like
this kiddie game of, it's mine. I saw him first.
I'm like, I saw him first. You and you took left your toy, you took him from me. It's just like,
no,
yeah, but
you dropped him, forgot about him, and then I picked him up. That's really what happened.
No, I don't think so.
She didn't steal. She left. She said that she left the country.
Yeah.
She left the country.
That's when they hooked up?
They hooked up. Yes, she left the country.
Oh. Okay.
She went away to study or something.
Uh-huh. And he met her,
I guess.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So in the drama, she goes, okay. Because she's nice. She goes, okay, yeah. Okay, maybe I took him from you. But I'm like, you didn't take him from her.
Yeah.
She left. She went away to school. And they must have. So I don't know their situation. He's the only one who knows the situation. He didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the day, it's the man's fault. But she seems to try and put the blame on her a bit because she's angry.
Well, certainly. It's easy to...
It's easier to blame you because I love him. I don't want to be angry with him because I want to be with him.
Yeah.
Right? But it's really his fault.
It's absolutely his fault. Because he knew that he had a girl.
He definitely did. Then you guys hooked up. You got pregnant.
Yeah.
And then you got married because you got pregnant.
Yeah.
Like...
So...
Exactly. So I'm like, I just don't understand why she kept blaming her for that. She just took the blame because she's like, I'm sick and tired of you blaming me. So, okay, what? It's my fault. Okay, cool. But, like, why should we be treating, like, this is stupid still.
Yeah.
Even if it is my fault, this is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
For this week, and he's a weak man.
Okay.
At the same time, I love the actor. but he played a weak man.
Okay, there's one situation that they dealt about when, again, with the health and everything, is that the Dr. Kim, he was adopted.
Yes.
And he was looking for his family. When he finally found his family, when his family finally found him, they weren't trying to get to know him or be with him. They're just like, oh, well, you know, your dad needs a kidney or something like that.
Or we need
a
surgery. You need a surgery. You're a doctor. Yeah. I was very upset.
I thought that
upset.
Was the most selfish thing.
So selfish.
And they were just like so matter of fact about it. Well, are you going to give him your kidney or like what?
And it's like they made it seem like, but you're a jerk if you don't give it. I'm like, no, you're fine. You don't know them from Adam. Okay.
No. You don't know them at all. They abandon you. And now you're trying to use him for spare parts.
Yeah, exactly. I was very upset about that.
That has got to be disappointing to the, especially because you spent so long looking for them. You came back to Korea specifically.
And you actually didn't even find the one you're looking for because you're looking for your mother and she passed away.
She passed away. And then the father, when he made the comment that
she was a whore or something? Or
no, that you actually came in something use, of some use.
Oh, something like that. Oh.
Yeah, after all.
I missed that comment.
Yeah,
I know he said something fancy. I couldn't remember exactly.
It was something rude and like, oh, that's why, you know, I told your mother to abandon you, but you finally had some use or whatever. It's like, this is what you're saying to somebody that you need something from?
I was, yeah.
So it's
like, you're in that situation. What are you doing?
I wouldn't give him nothing.
I wouldn't give him anything either.
I'd give them a Tic Tac and a bus token and say, so sorry.
I don't think they need a Tic Tac or a bus token.
Well, I would give them one. Just a Tic Tac. Give him a Tic Tac and a bus token. Say, figure it out. This is what I can give you.
I love it. Why a specific bus token?
I have no idea.
But yeah, I would have kind of kindly declined to give you
I like surgery. That. I would have kindly declined. You want me to go cut up my body for spare parts? After you treat me like a dog, you come into my life, you don't even show, not even... even pretending to be sympathetic or sorry that we left you or empathetic. Nothing. We just want what you have.
Wrong and strong.
Wrong and strong. I hate a wrong and strong.
Oh, they're the worst.
Wrong and strong.
My niece is always trying to do that wrong and strong foolishness.
Ugh. But overall, I did love the drama. Yes. You know, the story at points, thank God for the comedy because the storyline in itself was difficult.
It was one of those things that you got up from your seat and you said, I would have kicked him.
There were so many times I was just like, oh my God, when is she going to cuff him in the back of his head?
Can I tell you the fact that he never got cuffed by any one of them was the most boggling, mind-boggling thing. Not even a frying pan thrown at him. Not a shoe.
No.
Nothing. Neither women.
No.
Nothing. I was very shocked. Oh, I think the only person who did something was his mom who... hit him with pillows. But that's only because she lost her maid.
Listen.
He's like, what are you going to do? Also, the mother. How about the mother? How about the mother of the other woman in a relationship? Or being conned out of money? He almost conned her out of more money because she was trying to get more money. But how about her, though? You use your daughter's... the fact that you can use someone else's name to take out a loan is crazy to me.
Wow. Yeah.
How is that legally allowed?
It's not that it's legally allowed. She tricked her daughter-in-law to sign something. Papers.
Oh,
so
yeah,
she signed for it.
Okay,
but she wasn't really paying attention to what she was signing.
Oh my gosh. Always read what you are signing.
Right? She's just like, oh, sign this stuff. Okay.
I don't care if
your mother-in-law, you trust her.
If my mom puts some paper in front of me, I'm still reading it. I don't care. I've learned from shows like this. I learned. I don't care.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just read this through.
Let me just read this through.
Yeah.
And if she's not the one telling me, read it through.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, my mom, my mom has always taught me that. Read anything you sign. If she puts something in front of me, she goes, read it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I cannot believe that the mother-in-law did that. Well, I guess I could a bit. She treated her like
she
a maid.
She was too much. She always plays that character, that horrible mother or mother-in-law. She does a great job of it.
Yeah, she does a good job. I saw her on a show. I think it was Radio Star. She's a lovely lady. I don't know why she keeps getting typecast into these roles.
I don't know. But she's been playing that role for a long time.
She's a veteran in that role.
She's a veteran, not nice, nice-y mother.
Maybe it's how she kind of like, you know what? Because I get it, though. I'm never going to be an actor because I'm too afraid to be in front of screen and act. That's not my gifting. But if I were to ever be an actor, I would always want to play a role that's opposite to my character just for fun. And I feel like sometimes there's actors or actresses might gravitate to that. Would you say that? You're an actress.
I enjoy playing roles. It doesn't really matter what the role is. I like things that are interesting or weird.
Oh, I would like, so I'm not rich, but I would love to play a rich person.
Yeah.
Just for... Oh, you're gonna rent some type of Cartier and put it around my neck? Okay. You be around? Like, you're the one with security and not me, right? If this gets lost, it's your fault, right? As long as it's not my fault. But yeah, I'll wear that. Take a picture. Like, I would do the roles. I'm like, there's no way I can. Like, if I rent a script and I had to travel to... Oh, you guys are traveling to Japan. Oh,
absolutely. I'm good. Yeah,
that's where we're filming.
Okay.
What?
Do I get a per diem?
You're going to Fiji. Okay.
You're going to Fiji? I'm good.
I'll go there. You go to Italy. Funny. Of course. I'm there. I'm down. I'm down for travel shows being filmed in different countries. I am okay with that. But yeah, I would just want to be the extra in them. But I don't think they don't fly out extras, right?
No, not usually. Locally. They take local extras. Okay. It's too expensive to have.
Did I ever tell you about, I have a coworker whose retirement plan, it was the most fascinating retirement plan. I go, how did you even think of this? She goes, for my retirement, what I want to do is, she wants to work as an extra. And I go, she goes, I looked it up. And it's like, yeah, you go on the set. There's a lot of downtime. She goes, because she's a reader. She goes, I'll bring my book. They call me out when I have to go. It's a good little nice little retirement. And you go there, she goes, they feed you. Yeah. And then you sit and you can read, relaxing. You're away from the house. She goes, it's beautiful. It's great. And I thought about it. I was like, that is a good retirement plan.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good, especially if you become a licensed extra, you get paid pretty good.
You can be a licensed extra?
In the sense that if you're like a union, if you get paid union rates, you could eat. You could eat.
But then you'll be on strike.
Well, are they still on strike now?
They are.
Oh.
So she'll have to do her reading from her home. But it's a retirement plan anyway.
But it's a retirement plan. I had a coworker whose retirement plan was to work on a cruise ship so that she could travel and talk to people and make some money while she's doing it.
Oh, you got to be careful. But on a cruise ship, if someone's sick, everyone's sick.
It was before the time where she thought about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a coworker.
She just thought it would be fun because she likes to talk to people.
Because of that, they went on a cruise and they got COVID again because of it. Be careful.
Then there's
that. That's the one thing that someone warned me. He warned me about, these those even before pandemic, like just regularly. If someone comes on sick, he goes, everyone's sick. You guys are just floating. You're floating.
Petri dish. Yeah.
Everyone's gonna get sick.
Yeah.
He goes, there's no way you can avoid it. You guys all eat together, like it's you can't avoid it. So yeah. Just make sure those people are not sick when you're on your trip. If I was going on a cruise, when they tell me, it's not like I want to go on a cruise trip, but because of that note, I'll be taking some like emergency, extra emergency for all of you. You got some? Here, everyone. Everyone gets this.
Yeah.
Don't come on this ship without it. Yeah. Okay? Because I'm not trying to get sick. We got to all stay healthy. I'll be monitoring everyone. I'll be like, you know it's too cold for that tank top right now. You better bring a sweater. Like, let's be smart about this, guys. We're on a boat. There's cold water air hitting us. You know? The water might come and splash your head. And then you sit. So, let's be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to see a comedy show where they have that type of personality on the ship talking about you. that person just cop. Here's some this, here's some that.
Yeah, like the cruise director.
The cruise director's like, let's not get sick today, guys. Not today.
That would be fascinating. Fun. That would be fun.
Okay, so then I guess what's left is music.
Yes. One of the songs that I really enjoyed was a song called Breathe, and it was by Zheng Shun. Xian? I could have typed
Zheng
that
Zheng
wrong.
Zheng Shun Hua? Huan?
Yes.
I also enjoyed this song. I like that. It's really beautiful.
Very, very nice song.
A song that I also liked was called Begin Again, and it's by Zhang Jongkook. So I'm going to listen to that one. I'm not going to lie, I think this is an instrumental.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely instrumental. What about you?
Another song that I enjoyed was called After This Night by Park Min Hee. Really nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all for my songs. Was there another song that you enjoyed?
I thought you had Alone as well by Rossi.
All right, let's have a listen. Beautiful.
Nice. But yeah, so if you haven't watched this drama, I think you should watch this drama. It was very entertaining. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That was great. If you could give it a score, what would you give it?
Pardon me? If I could score it out of 10?
Yeah.
I would give it a 9?
Oh, that's really good.
I was going to say 8.5. I'm like, maybe I should bump it up to 9. I shouldn't do halves.
Yeah.
But I say 9. What would you give it?
7.8. I tell you why.
7.8.
Just because I didn't like the storyline and the ending. I had to take off a full point for the ending.
Oh, you would have given it 8.5.
And then I had to take off another point for, because I didn't like the subject matter with the love child situation. But other than that. It was
okay,
really
so
great.
It wasn't...
I'm nitpicking now.
Okay, wait, but that's not based on the drama, though.
No, so the drama was fine. I just didn't like
for the subject.
The subject matter.
And you didn't like the ending.
I really didn't like the ending.
So the ending I can give you that point for, but like not for the subject. That's a show.
All right then. 8.8.
8.8? Why specifically 8? I don't know. 8.5. Let's do 8.5. Just around.
No, 8.8. It was almost a 9. Almost a 9.
Almost a 9. So I took my point off because I just thought she was annoying, and I just thought I wanted her to have more of a backbone in the beginning. Like there's certain choices she made I didn't like. That's why I
get it.
But I loved the mixing of, again, it was a perfect cake and how they mix melodrama. Because you usually like melodrama. It was like they mix me and you together. Like you who love melodrama, I who like comedy.
Yeah.
And they just put it together and they somehow had the most horrendous backstory and it made it palatable.
Yeah. But it was
like
great.
That I wasn't screaming at the TV, made me go, wow, you guys made it palatable.
And I really looked forward to this show every week to see what was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to the show.
It's a great show, Dr. Cha. If you have not had the opportunity to watch it as yet, please do. Like Risa said, it's a mixed bag of reviews for different reasons, but it's certainly enjoyable. Enjoyable.
All right. And until next time, folks.
Miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.
And that concludes part one of our talk about Dr. Cha. So until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.